Mars is a dead planet without surface water. It was too small for its gravity, only 38% as strong as Earth's, to hold onto water's hydrogen atoms when sunlight slowly and relentlessly broke apart water molecules. Venus is more our size, and it held onto its water perhaps to as recently as 700 million years ago. Then the brightening of the sun cooked it. To be habitable, a planet needs water, and I have very much more to say in a book I'm writing online, and that means being massive enough to have strong enough gravity. People who call themselves astrobiologists are very happy with the reports of thousands of planets or exoplanets being found around distant stars, with many being both warm enough, right star, right distance from it, and right size. However, they're not being very careful about the size qualification. A planet only, say, 50% more massive than the Earth at our position around the Sun would have retained vast amounts of non-condensing gases such as hydrogen and methane and ammonia. That planet would have been bathed in a smaller version of the massive gas clouds around Jupiter and other outer planets. A surface to stand on would be below the dense clouds in darkness. Don't count on life that floats in air or gas. Read Mark Denny's book, Air and Water, for the physics that disallows even microbes to grow and thrive in air. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.